this is the MCAS. My name's Hans, and I'm here with Hector Sanchez, and we're here today to talk to you a little bit about MK and a little bit about the MCAS as well, as some of you are kind of wondering, what is the MCAS?
Yeah, the MCAS is going to be your periodic update to the world of MK production and news and fun facts and all those kind of cool things about it.
Yep, definitely, definitely. Now, you also might be wondering who we are, just some guys just off the street who just happen to think they know about MK.
I'm the associate producer on MK right now. I was the lead tester in QA for a couple of years prior to this, and I got bumped up to the producer spot, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm a huge fan of MK, so being part of the team and being part of this game and now being able to talk to the fan base as one of them, you know, is a really cool opportunity for me, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to kind of talk to the guys and let people know what's interesting.
You've also worked on some games, too, in the past. This isn't like your first MK game ever.
As you have too. I mean, you totally skipped over introducing yourself.
Who are you? I was going to get to it. As I said, my name's Hans. I'm the senior producer of MK, and I've
my boss.
Yeah, you remember that. And sometimes I think you don't remember. but I'm one of the new members of the team, just like Hector. But I have also worked on MK products in the past, such as Shaolin Monks, Ultimate Mortal Kombat for the DS, as well as the Xbox Live version of Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. And I've been in the industry for a while, too. So I'm not totally new to the idea, but I'm definitely new to the team.
So that's us. I mean, there's a lot more interesting things about Hans and I, but this is probably going to be a teen-rated podcast, so we won't get into those dirty, lurid stories just yet.
Oh, we can always bleep those out. You know that.
That's true. That's true. But basically, this podcast, the MCAST, as our vice president of PR, Riley Brennan, has so brilliantly come up with, is going to be, like we said, a periodic update on interesting facts, upcoming releases that we have, art assets, exclusives, world exclusives. We'll announce a lot of them to our fan base through this podcast. And basically, it'll be kind of just a riff, you know, back and forth and letting people know what's going on the game.
Yeah, just kind of give you a little bit more insight about what happens behind the scenes, you know, what really goes on in game development, the good, the bad, the ugly, hopefully mostly good. And one of the reasons why we, you know, kind of started this is that there have been a lot of questions about this game. I mean, there have been online and publications, people just keep asking about the stuff, you know, is it really true? Is it going to be MK against DC characters? What's that all about? How's that going to happen? I mean, there are a lot of questions.
It was totally interesting seeing the buildup and all the speculation that had gone out on the internet on the months leading up to our Gamers Day announcement when Ed got on stage and finally announced and said, hey, you know, this trailer is going to answer a lot of the questions that you guys have. Like, that was a really cool moment, but the build-up to that was totally exciting. There had been a couple leaks on some of the boards that said, you know, I have a friend at Midway, and he told me that it was going to be, Marvel, you know, Spider-Man was going to be in the game, or Strawberry Shortcake versus, you know, Sonya.
Those were some of the best type of rumors, the ones that people said they knew somebody who knew someone, you know, and it's just like, and some of them came surprisingly very close.
Yeah,
some of them were so off base.
The number one question that everybody had was about fatalities. Like, you know, Superman doesn't kill, Batman doesn't kill. Like, how are you guys going to make an MK game without fatalities? And, you know, we're here to let you guys know, right off the bat, there are going to be fatalities in the game. The DC villains will be able to perform fatalities. The MK characters will be able to perform fatalities. The DC heroes,
we're going to have brutalities in the game.
Yeah, they're going to. I mean, there's the gameplay mechanic of doing something as a reward at the end of a match for pulverizing your opponent and having something really cool come out is going to be there. But keeping on brand with DC, there, it's just not going to be over-the-top gory killing, but it's going to make sense, and it's still going to be brutal. And like you said, it's going to be a brutality.
It's an MK game. There's no question about it. It's not going to be something like, oh, it just happens to be a game with MK characters in it. It's actually a real live MK game with MK characters pulling MK moves. You know, and it just happens to have a backdrop of involving DC characters as well, and they are going to have some cool moves as well. You know, that are going to be, you know, very believable and true to the form of those DC characters.
But let's talk about some of the cool things that are going to come in this new game that hasn't been they've kind of been glossed over in the press. A lot of the people are kind of focusing on just the DC aspect of it, the novelty of the DC license, and they're kind of shying away from the most important part of the game, which is the gameplay and the new gameplay mechanics.
Yeah, the new mechanics are actually pretty cool. I'm really excited to see them, you know, to get in there and play with those, and I think the public's going to like it a lot as well. The one I like personally, you know, I like the freefall combat. And what freefall combat is it's kind of like those in the past where you would have those transition scenes in fighting games where you go from one arena to another part of the arena, and you just kind of watch this, you know, little cinematic, and you're just kind of like, oh, okay, a little breather, a little break. Now you get thrown into it. You actually can fight in those transitions, you know.
Deception had probably my favorite one, where the Sky Temple, where you kind of – you fell off the top of the arena and kind of went down to a second level, and then there was a death trap where – you got knocked off and you fell all the way down onto the spikes in classic MK style. You know, now we're extending the fight from fighting on the levels to actually fighting in between the transitional phase now. And there's a lot of talk going back and forth about, you know, what we're going to do. What are the cool things that we can do in there? And, you know, just today we were talking about what are the special moves that the characters are going to have in between that transition. You know, they're being developed right now, and the public is going to be pretty excited when they see this.
I mean, it's just the stuff they're coming up with is so cool. I mean, I'm basically at a loss of words. I mean, just some of the stuff they want to do is just like, man, that's going to be so cool.
Yeah, that's.
You know? But I mean,
you don't want to give too much away.
But what we can talk about is just like during free fall combat, is the fact that, you know, you can, as you're falling, you know, as you're transitioning between one level to the next, you can throw punches on your opponent. And then what the cool part is that your opponent could actually reverse it on you and start throwing punches on you. So you can have this battle going back and forth.
Yeah, it totally mirrors the ground combat and just extends it into this new arena. It's pretty cool. The mode I'm most excited about is the close combat, which is pretty much almost like a boxing mode where the camera is going to zoom up on the players, and you know the hits are going to be a little more intense. Every time you connect with your opponent's jaw, the camera's going to shake a little bit. You're going to feel feedback. You're going to get into it. It's going to be kind of a paper, rock, scissors kind of thing, where if I'm throwing a high punch at you, you can kind of dodge left or dodge right to kind of get under it. If I throw a kick at you, you can kind of back away a little bit. I mean, it's going to be... you're going to have to anticipate what your opponent is going to do next and kind of think in advance what you can do to counter that move.
Yeah, and you know, it's got a very visceral feel to it in the sense, you know, you're so close. You're seeing the punches. You're seeing game land on the opponent. You're seeing bruises develop, you know, clothing being torn. I mean, it's just, you know, you're right there in the fight.
I can't wait to see it all come together, and I can't wait to see what the crowd thinks about it. A while back, MK Nat posted on the Midway forums that we were going to be taking questions for this podcast, and we were overwhelmed by the amount of response that we got. I think at some point there was about 12 pages worth of questions on there, and I wish we could have gotten to all of them. I almost want to, you know, jump on the boards and just answer each question, but I mean, we have to make a game.
You're right. There were just so many questions out there, and it's just, you know, trying to find the right ones to answer and which ones, you know, that we could answer. I mean, there's some, you know, some very unique questions, and some were repeats from others. So I think we kind of gleamed through those, like the more common questions that kind of kept reoccurring through the list.
Yeah, we did select five really good questions that we wanted to address, and we'll go through them right now. The first question I selected, actually, because I was kind of insulted by it in a way. And you know what? At first I was insulted, but now upon looking back, you know, it just shows the passion of our audience. It shows the passion of the MK community, and you know, we wouldn't be able to eat if we didn't have fans out there that cared about the quality of the game and cared about everything about this game. And
yeah, definitely.
Question that we got on the forum was, since the testing of the previous MK, three previous MK games was subpar, is there a plan for downloadable patches to address some of the glitches that, you know, people are already anticipating to find? I took offense to that only because I was the lead tester on a couple of those titles. So it kind of hurt me to think that people felt that, you know.
Well, it's pretty harsh when they said subpar.
Yes, you know? I mean, you know, I'm not going to get mad about it. You know, every game comes out with glitches. I mean, you know, Armageddon was impossible to test. I mean, with 60 characters plus Create a Fighter plus all the, you know, hundreds of thousands of combinations that people could have put together, you know, we did our best. It got through, but people were going to find advantages and people were going to find glitches and take advantage of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people that are going to be cool and there's some people that are just going to get online and find the one glitch and totally abuse it and cheese it out over and over and over.
I mean, the truth of the fact is, you know, and this is for me speaking of my experience in the industry, I mean, there is no game out there that you can say is bug-free. I mean, every game has problems. Every game's, if you play it and look for it, you'll find bugs. Even on the game, you know, the best games out there, you know, people say, oh, this game's perfect. You know, give it to a person. You know, it doesn't even have to be a tester. They play it long enough and they try it. Something will pop up. You know, you'll fall through the world in one game, or, you know, your collision detection for punches don't register, or you know, you blow up a bomb in this certain corner of the world and the game freezes. I mean, they're just out there, you know. And I think the main goal here is, like, for us and pretty much everybody in the industry, is not to make a game that has no bugs, but to be as clean as possible.
Yeah, and yeah. And that's what we're gonna do. I mean, you know, I don't. I guess the diplomatic answer to this question would be, we plan on making a game that will not require patches.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the ideal world.
Yeah, the ideal world. But obviously the hooks are in place, and if something comes up and if we totally, you know, made any kind of missteps, the hooks are in place to address those issues.
Yeah. So. If it's needed, it's there. But, you know, like we were saying, our goal is to give you a game that's high enough quality that you'll never need patches.
Exactly. And Hans and I both come from a QA experience, so you can rest assured that you have the Hector and Hans quality seal of approval when this game goes out. Not that that's worth too much, but it should be worth enough to let you guys know.
Should we go to Creative Services and see if they can make us a little badge or a stamp for that?
Not unless I get royalties for it. So we'll move on from that question. The second question, I'll let Hans answer this one since he's the keeper of the schedule about stuff. But the fans wanted to know, how frequently are we going to be releasing characters to the general public?
Well, I think at this point, you know, several characters have already been announced, and you guys already know about who they are. But I think the idea for us is to, you know, try to kind of release as frequently as we can on a kind of a scheduled basis. You know, maybe every 2 weeks, and, you know, if it makes sense to go a little sooner, we will. But, you know, the idea is we definitely want to get that info out to you guys to let you know. And, you know, it doesn't do us any benefit to sit on. I mean, what good would it be if we really slowed it down and all of a sudden, like, the game's out and we still haven't announced everybody?
Right.
So there's some timing involved, but we definitely want to get you guys the list before the game comes out. But, you know, Ed is a little secretive, and he's going to be picky about who we release and which characters we talk about.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer. The subversive, evil answer on the backside of that is that there's a lot more information out there, guys, than have been picked up by the general media.
Are you going to give away some secrets?
I'm not going to give away any secrets. I guess that admitting that there are secrets out there is kind of a secret. But, you know, Ed has his little website, his little pet project, noob.com, and there's been a lot of stuff on that website that has kind of hinted at some things that the general public hasn't caught up yet. So, you know, you go to worldscollide.com, go to noob.com, there's pieces of the puzzle out there, and, you know, I'm curious to see which astute MK community member is going to figure out the roster before we officially, and I wish you guys could see me, I'm doing the quotes with my fingers, before we officially announce them.
This is audio, not video.
I know, I totally wish we had a video podcast, but, you know, quote unquote, officially release characters. You know, the information is out there in little increments, and if you're pretty smart, you can kind of pick up on it. So, yeah, that's the evil subversive out there. But the official is that, yes, we're going to officially release characters about every, you know, 2 weeks through different media outlets. I know some of our print magazines have some exclusive deals with us. Game Trailers, they had an exclusive rights to release a Catwoman and Shang Tsung. That was pretty exciting, seeing the team, like, you know, go up in circles.
Shang Tsung, Catwoman.
We gotta finish Shang Tsung. We gotta finish Catwoman. There's just something not right about her shirt. There's just something
Be careful about what you say, because you might release some information
You know what I'm saying when you talk about the shirt. There was a lot of last-minute touch-ups
those characters. The guys want to make it perfect, okay? And you can't fault them for that. They want to make sure that the character is presented in a light that is positive. I mean, you know, you want to make sure the moves are down right, the timing's down right, the look of the character's right, the models, you know, move correctly. You know, they're perfectionists. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing.
And that's a good thing to have on a team, is a team full of perfectionists. The next question that we had on there was, when are we going to see gameplay footage? And, you know, I wish, you know, we're recording this and it's going to be played in the future, so it's kind of weird to ask that. But they'll have just seen it on Game Trailers TV, our world-exclusive first look with Jeff Keighley. Yeah. You know, we gave them about, you know, 15 to 20 minutes of gameplay footage that they spliced into the show, and they made it look really, really cool. So hopefully that answers that question. But going back to what Hans said earlier, you know, we have a deal with IGN where we're going to be releasing a series of what-if fights.
Yeah.
You know, one of the big questions is, you know, what would happen if Sub-Zero fought Batman, who would win? And, you know, everybody on the team, like Han said earlier, everyone's going to say, well, you know,
obviously
Sub-Zero
would win.
Of course, MK team members are going to think one thing. I'm sure if we ask our DC context, they would probably disagree with us, you know.
But it's up to the player. You know, the player, it depends. If it's, you know, if it's me against, you know, Brian LeBaron or Paulo Garcia,
you're gonna lose.
You know,
whoever you pick, you're going to lose. I can tell you that right now.
But if it's me against Matt Grimm, our sound engineer, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to put you on the spot, Matt, but I'm pretty sure I can kick your ass.
You know, he's going to just all of a sudden say, I'm sorry, we don't have any volume coming out of your mic. It's like, I'll be the only one talking all of
a
sudden.
No, he's nodding yes. He knows I'll school him. It's okay, though. It's no worry. We'll train him up. You'll be my Padawan.
You know what? Then maybe you'll just change the pitch of your voice and also
sound
like a chipmunk or something.
Yeah. No, that's not it. The next question that we had that we wanted to get into. Oh, no, I didn't even answer the IGN question.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a series of IGN fights, a series of fights released through IGN. The first one is going to be Sub-Zero and Batman, where we're going to, you know, have some gameplay footage. And then probably once every 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, we're going to have a different pairing of a DC character versus MK character.
And I think we're going to try to coincide with, you know, the characters that are being released around that time, the information about them. So it's something new every time. It won't be like the same thing over and over.
Exactly. So all of that information will be released on worldscollide.com. We'll probably put up a link or send you to IGN.com. So special thanks to the people at IGN for, you know, helping us promote our game. The next question that we had on our list of our top five list of great questions was...
So we're at number three.
Oh, no, four.
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 Oh, yeah, okay.
Man, you're not keeping...
Okay, I can't count. I don't know how to count.
Stop sipping the whiskey, dude.
It's the only thing that dulls the pain.
Is this game part of the MK canon? Hans, what do you think?
Is this part of the MK canon? That's a yes and no question. Yes, in the sense that the characters are truth to their history, in the sense that, you know, the history you know of the MK characters is true, and, you know, up to a certain point, and the same thing for the DC characters. So it's not going to be one of those things like, you know, Batman is also no longer an orphan, you know, or anything like
right.
that. It's, you know, his basic storyline is going to be true, you know. You know,
but it doesn't
Scorpion's
take place in
Scorpion's basic
any...
storyline is going to be true. Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily take place in any, you know, part of the history that you've played so far in the past with any of the previous MK titles.
Yeah, it doesn't fall. It's not like this happens between Deception and Armageddon or anything like that.
It's almost kind of like an alternate universe in some ways. Yeah,
I would categorize it like that. But as you said, the characters are going to stay true to their characteristics pretty much.
They're going to act the way you expect them to act. They're going to, you know, respond and talk and, you know, do things you would expect them to. It's not going to be anything out of the ordinary.
It's not going to be a shot of Scorpion on the corner eating a lollipop or anything like that. I don't think, at least.
We cut that scene?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, the characters are going to stay true to themselves. Next question, number five, and we thought this was an excellent question, was, are you guys going to answer the top five questions in every podcast? I would like to, Hans. I'm going to leave it up to you since you're the boss.
I think... Well, now I'm the boss. Thanks. Great. You know, that is a good question. And I think, yes, if that's assuming you guys want it. So, you know, as long as we keep getting questions from you guys and, you know, and asking us pretty much anything, you know, you could ask us about the characters, about, you know, DC or MK characters, the universe, how the game progression is, you know, what goes into developing a game, how to find a job in this industry.
Good questions, you know, people. Good questions.
You know, what kind of conditioner Ed Boon uses when he washes his hair.
I don't want to ask him that one. But I know people are going to ask that. But, you know, direct all questions to MKNet. MKNet is the elusive MKNet. I don't know how to describe her. I don't want to give away too much about her. She already has a bunch of groupies online right now following her around trying to get stuff. So I don't want to give too much away about who she is and what she does. But MKNet kind of presents a lot of the information that the community wants to hear to us, and we're going to try to incorporate that in each one of our podcasts. So hit up www.midway.com, go to the forums, and you know, start a thread and name the thread to MKNet for Hans and Hector, and put your questions there, and she'll sift through them and get us good ones. And Hans and I will check them out every once in a while. But
yeah, I mean, we'll try to find some.
You know, I'm not allowed to surf the internet too much after the incident.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
My lawyers have instructed me not to incident, but my internet browsing capabilities have been restricted lately. So.
Now, why do you guys start making up stories like that? People are going to start wondering, like, what is he doing? What, you know, what is up with that guy? You know? What did he really do? Is he really in trouble?
No. Well, not yet. Okay,
no,
next
what?
Question.
Wait.
Anyway,
man.
Let's say, you know what? Let's do another question really fast. What? Let's see. I have a list of questions right here. Okay, here was another question that we got from the fans, and I really want to answer this one because it's pretty interesting. It kind of leads into what's going to be happening over the next couple weeks, especially for the team. Somebody asked, is there going to be a game demo at the Gamers Convention with August? Hans and I thought that you guys were talking about Leipzig.
Yeah, that was my guess.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a game demo at Leipzig, and I don't know when this podcast is going to broadcast to the internet, but we're also going to have a game demo set up at E3.
And I believe we may have some kind of playable version at Comic-Con, but I'm not quite sure if that's necessarily open to the public or not.
We'll have to check with MKNAT on that, but we're definitely I mean, the MK versus DCU is going to be out there in playable form as early as E3 and at Leipzig, too. So if you guys haven't made the decision of whether or not you want to go to Leipzig or go to E3, hopefully this little bit of information will give you that extra, you know, incentive to want to go there. And if any of you MK fans actually take a trip to Germany just to play the game, email me and call me and I will buy you a beer out there if you're 21. Actually, what's the drink?
Over there, you don't have to be 21, man. I think it's like if you can see over the counter, you can drink.
All right. I don't want to say anything about that because we are in America and I don't want to get sued for it. It's like
Hector is promoting the
Hector
use
Sanchez
of alcohol.
Hector Sanchez said that if my son flew to Germany, he'd buy him a beer. We're suing MK.
The
Where's
opinions
Jack Thompson?
And views of Hector Sanchez are not those of Midway. No, just kidding.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't do that. So that's pretty much it for this podcast. This is our first one. You guys are going to have to, you know, forgive us.
One thing we forgot to mention is that in the future podcast, we might, you know, we are going to try to get some celebrity interviews or team member interviews.
That's true.
So
I was gonna pull that all in together.
Oh,
but thanks
okay,
for pointing
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump the gun. My bad.
No, it's okay. It's okay, sir.
You sir. Oh, man, you are upset. Okay. The only time you say that is when you're mad.
This was the first one. We're just getting our feet wet, but in the future, it's not going to be just Hans and I going back and forth arguing about work stuff. We're actually going to have guests on there. A couple of the list of guests that we have coming up soon, we're going to have Sean Himrick on the show pretty soon. Sean was the senior producer for Shaolin Monks and MK Armageddon Wii, and he has now moved on to the executive producer on Wheelman, another Midway title coming up this fall, so we're going to have him on the show.
But even though he's with Wheelman, he's still part of the MK team.
He is still. It's once MK, always MK. It's like Blood In, Blood Out. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. all right, I won't get into that too much, but another guest that we're going to have pretty soon is Jimmy Palmiotti.
Yep.
He's one of the writers for the game. He's a comic book great.
Yeah, he's him. And I believe Justin Gray were the two guys that help us pen the story for the game with our MK writers.
Yeah, Jimmy's going to be in, and he's going to chat with us a little bit. Hopefully we'll get some good info out of him.
Share some stories.
We're planning to have Ricardo Torres, the editor-in-chief of GameSpot.com. You know, he hosts his own podcast on their show. It's going to be interesting to turn the tables on him and be like, why did you give us this game? Why did you give this game only a 7? It was a 9. What's the matter with you? And hopefully he'll have a good answer for that. If not, I'll strangle him. But I'm kidding, Ricardo.
And then there's always, you know, other team members, like we were saying, you know, and if we're lucky, maybe. You never know.
Well, Ed was actually supposed to be on this show, and we just were running out of time. Matt's kind of signaling that we're running out of time.
Yeah.
You know, maybe next week we'll get him on. Next week we'll get Ed on the show. But that's about it, man. I'm Hector, and...
And I'm Hans.
Yeah, and that's it. And if you guys have any questions, head to www.midway.com. Jump on the forums. You know, we'll see it. And if you're looking for any additional info, check out worldscollide.com and check out noob.com for all those secrets that you guys haven't figured out yet.
And,
all right?
And to quote Sean Henrik, tell your friends.
Yeah, and tell your friends about the MCAST and how it's the coolest 30 minutes on the internet that you don't have to pay for.
Excellent.